Checkup 3. Tickling and Laughter.
Did you know that it is impossible to tickle yourself? Go ahead, give it a try. Even if you are the most ticklish person on earth, you cannot do it. What happens when your friend sneaks up on you and tickles your feet? Usually, you will kick around and laugh in tears. You might even enjoy it, especially when you get to tickle your friend back. Why can't you tickle yourself? One reason is because you cannot surprise yourself. Your cerebellum will not let you. The cerebellum is the part of the brain responsible for paying attention to sensations. When your friend tickles you, it sends a signal to nerves that are sensitive to pain. The nerves are surprised by the signal. It then tells your body to react. In this case, the reaction is laughter. On the other hand, when you try to tickle yourself, there is no surprise. Without a surprise, the cerebellum does not tell your body to react. Why laugh? Why not cry or yell? Nerves are sensitive to pain. One explanation is that you laugh because you are relieved not to be in danger. The most ticklish parts of your body are also some of the areas most sensitive to harm. Most people are ticklish in their belly, armpits, or neck. When something touches you near a sensitive part of your body, the cerebellum screams, "Danger!" Then, when your brain understands that it is just your friend tickling you, you laugh. You laugh because you feel relief. Tickling is a lot of fun for most people. In fact, it is one of the most important ways parents bond with their children and siblings and friends show affection. Next time your friends tickle you, tickle them back. It's twice the fun.